Disneyland Paris is of course just launched and it started today, the Pirates and Princesses season, which is kind of odd because we did it last year a little bit later, but we're doing it earlier this year. So in this January, February, March, you can catch Pirates and Princesses at Disneyland Paris. What is Pirates and Princesses at Disneyland Paris? Well, you make a choice. You can either join Team Pirate or Team Princess. It is an event that was created, first of all, at Disneyland Paris. It's not from any other park. It's not part of any overarching IP. It's a conglomerate of all the Disney IPs, all the princesses and all the pirates pulled together, where you get to take part each day and decide what side of that argument you come down on. So the first thing you need to know is the greatest thing about the Pirates and Princesses event in Disneyland Paris is that there is a daily parade. It is its own make-your-choice parade where you can either choose to be on the Team Princess and you can watch the floats and the actors and the dancing and the cast off that, or you can watch the Team Pirate one, which is my favourite one, where you can see the pirates come up and down Main Street and it's led by Minnie Mouse. There is also the chance to see the Princess Promenade, which is the princesses walking up and down. There's an opportunity to meet more princesses than ever before, and you can fight and battle with Jack Sparrow in Adventureland up at the Pirate Galleon. It's a great use of the ship that literally is starting today, and you're going to be able to watch a show there and possibly meet Jack Sparrow. It's a fantastic opportunity in the Disneyland Park in Paris, because you're going to get to experience so much more than you would get if it was just a standard day in the park. Disneyland Paris put on this last year and the response was phenomenal. This was everybody's favourite season. I mean it. Outside kind of Halloween and Christmas, which are the staples of Disneyland Paris this year, people were blown away, and I mean blown away, by the Pirates and Princesses season. It was fantastic and it is back this year. And you need to get yourself on a plane and go to Disneyland Paris to go and see it if you've not already seen it. And if you can't do that, you need to watch for the photos, you need to look for the pictures, and you need to be following on Twitter and Facebook and just watching videos, because it is fantastic. It is really, really something to see in Disneyland Paris. It's a whole load of fun. There's not a lot to it, it's just a lot of gimmicky fun, and to be fair, it is something that Disneyland Paris have done really, really well, and I think you should definitely put some time into. There is going to be an annual pass party on March the 22nd for Pirates and Princesses. We don't have the lineup now, however, I would hasten to add there will be character meets. It is likely there'll be a DJ set, given that it's in March 22nd, the weather will be fairly decent. You are going to be able to spend some time in Disneyland Park while it's quiet, and I believe it goes from 8 o'clock at night till midnight. I could be wrong on the times, if I am, I'm very sorry. But I've got a whole blog post about this, and I'll make sure I correct times if I'm wrong. However, you have some private time in the park with other annual pass members. There'll be meet and greets, there'll be probably a special sort of souvenir that is given out, there always is. You're going to get the opportunity probably to experience a DJ set, and imagine that there's going to be some sort of parade or show. It will be fantastic and you should go and see it. And that is a roundup. I'm Graham. Goodbye.